A little under 500,000 people voted in last year's Republican primary for governor. Will this year's primary for U.S. Senate be anywhere close to that?
I don't think anyone really has a clue what's going to happen on the Republican side on Tuesday.
That's Jeff Skelly, the University of Virginia Center for Politics.
Early voting does suggest that it's down compared to last year's primary on the Republican side. And so my sneaking suspicion is that turnout will be at least a little lower.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says last year's Republican primary will probably end up having far more turnout than this year's election.
Republicans had two high visibility candidates in Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie. And this primary competition this year hasn't generated as much enthusiasm as far as we can tell.
Stewart got about 155,000 votes last year. So that's essentially the number Delegate Nick Freites and preacher E.W. Jackson are aiming to beat heading into primary day. I'm Michael Pope.